Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. NFL News Today coming up at 3 o'clock. Do you want to run by some proposed rule changes for you here? And remind you that we have a couple of special guests joining us today. Ari Temkin talking college basketball coming up at 4 o'clock. You know him and love him and remember him from the Cowboys pre- and post-game show a few years back. And Frank Caliendo, the great comedian, the jokester. He's going to join us coming up at 4:40, talk about his plans for the near future. I do love what Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham did. He hung his cleats on the Rocky statue to symbolize his retirement. I thought that was pretty cool, you know, and I rarely want to give Eagles credit for it, but dang it, when you touch something from my childhood as special and near and dear to my heart as Rocky Balboa, I got to give you your props for that one, Brian.
Yeah.
Were you a Rocky guy growing up? You're a little bit older than I was.
No, I lived in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I would go by that. I would see the statue and stuff like that. It's actually pretty cool. But yeah, I think I saw the first one. And after that, I didn't see many more.
Wow.
I saw the first one.
How could you see the first one and not be hooked?
You've only seen the first Rocky?
Yeah.
So you know nothing of Clubber Lang?
No.
You don't know who Thunder Lips is?
No.
It's crazy.
Von Drago? Wow. Missing out. I mean, I thought you were missing out on Star Wars.
I've missed out on a lot of things in life, Gavin.
Scouting. I had to watch tape.
I spoke like a real man right here.
I was too busy trying to make a living, man.
I felt the pain in that one, bro.
I did. I missed a lot of things. I really did. That's why I have two divorces.
Rocky's the most important one, though. That's a damn shame.
No, I did see the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
But the pretty rest. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a legendary
Were the
tale.
Rest any good?
Yeah, I think you should sit down and watch them all and then watch the Creed ones. You know, Apollo Creed is his mentor, his, you know, competitor at one point.
I like Burgess Meredith in that first one.
Very cool.
He was the Penguin in my Batman back in
great
the day.
Great role. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Penguin.
Come on, Rocky. Get off, Rocky.
Yeah. He's gonna crap thunder.
Yeah. I mean, he had some great one lines. Okay. Proposed rule changes. I don't want you to miss out on these, Brian. The Packers have formally proposed a rule change to ban the tush push.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. I think that the Eagles are really good at it, and it probably should be allowed. But if there's any sort of way that it should be banned, then I think Cowboys fans should actually be really happy about this. Don't you think this is a tremendous advantage for the Eagles, this tush push? I don't know if we've spent enough time talking about, like, what could tip the balance of power. This might be more than getting Miko Rantanen into the Dallas Stars, Brian.
Just kind of feel like, though, that they've come up with a creative way of getting first downs. And the whole idea is to, you know, to maintain possession, potentially score. I don't know how you try and ban a play that is, you know, you need to figure out ways to stop it. And you've got a quarterback with Hurts that he's got so much lower body strength, power that, you know, and they get that push up front. It's a hard play to stop, but the quarterbacks think, how about all those years, Tom Brady? Look at Tom Brady's conversion rates for quarterback sneaks. It's basically the same play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just with guys. Now, if they want to
just not getting pushed in the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to ban the helping of a runner, I'd be for that.
I think that's the part they're looking at right there. Yeah. And I don't know exactly what's fair and what's not fair.
Then.
But it would be pretty
carrying
cool.
Carrying the runner, helping the runner. That used to be that was the way. If you carried the runner or helped the runner, that's where the ball was.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed that rule. I don't know why.
Well, then you have to ban the running back when the linemen kind of push him forward for an extra sometimes 5-10 yards. All that's going to have to go out the game then.
Yeah.
The Lions proposed that playoff seeding be done based on record instead of automatically placing division winners in the top four spots. I feel like we've been talking about this one for two decades. I see no problem with not doing this. You know, you win your division. It was probably more likely because it was a crap division. There's a wild card team over there that had to play the best team in the conference twice, managed to have a better record than you sitting over here in crap division. Yeah. I just can't see a reason this shouldn't be implemented.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and it's hard because you still have to. If that team still wants to get in the playoffs, they still have to win their division because you're trying to make it to where winning your division means something for you. But in that case, it would just mean that you get to play in the postseason, even though you're only a 9-win team, because like you said, you only won your division because it was such a crap division anyways.
Yeah.
And that team still has every incentive to win their division so they can still get sort of the automatic berth into the postseason, even though it's not going to be a home game. Yeah. So yeah, the more I think about it, the more I get making that change.
I'm open to anything if the text has it. But my other thing, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. When they do eventually go to an 18-game schedule, what if instead of interconference play, they just make it where you play the other 15 teams in your conference once and then the other three teams in your division an additional time? We're at 18. Now you have much better schedule.
Balance?
Balance, yeah. Is that what it's called? Are you with that, Brian?
So you're telling me that I no longer have to play if I'm at the Dallas Cowboys and no longer have to play.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Any AFC teams?
You'd only play an AFC team in the Super Bowl. Provides a little mystery and intrigue, if you will.
Wow.
Get a fairer schedule, and still the division's important.
We always talk about that the AFC is a little bit stronger this year than the NFC, that kind of thing. You know, don't we always kind of, or the you know, or vice versa? I like the fact that I have to play AFC opponents. I do. I think
it is cool. I mean, there's value to that, but I feel like it creates imbalance.
Yeah, and I wonder how much the NFL cares about like having destinations, you know, because then you get that crossover. Of like a AFC team only once every 8 years is playing Dallas. And they want to make that a trip. You know, you almost get redundancy in matchups over the course of a half decade of
this. I think the NFL wants to do this because of television. They want to be able to show all the teams play and not like CBS has just the AFC and, you know, and Fox has just the NFC.
Yeah, there's got to be money reasons.
I think there's absolutely money reasons. And allowing each team, I think it has to do with markets too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you get so many, you get to have your product in so many markets, television markets.
And right now there's like a 1 in 4 chance that you get a Super Bowl rematch. You could open the season with that and have this incredible event, you know. So I'm sure like the matchups being made. But I do think that it would be cooler. It would be cleaner. It would be a fairer way to find the best seven teams in a conference if you built it like that.
I'm okay with interleague baseball play just because of seeing the other teams. There was a time growing up where I never, ever, unless it was the World Series. Yeah,
I remember when they started interleague play, and I still don't like it. Eagles are saying we need the playoff overtime rules in the regular season as well. Both teams guaranteed to get the ball. I think it makes a lot of sense. One extra series, you know, not that big of a deal for what you're getting as opposed to just letting a coin flip determine it one way or the other. You also have this from the Lions. They want to get rid of automatic first downs on defensive holding and illegal contact. Warren Sharp did a hell of a job of spelling out on @SharpFootball on Twitter, saying it's because the Lions commit by far the most of these penalties in the NFL. Number one, by a wide margin. They had it called against them 26 times the last 2 years. The second most team was Green Bay, and they had it called against them 16 times.
Yeah.
So they're pretty bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the other element to it as well is, like, if you're going to remove the first down element, then you will absolutely be getting a ton more defensive coordinators just coaching their players to hold or just coaching them to commit illegal contact rather than give up a first down if it's 3rd and 10.
Sure.
Then it's just like, hey, just mug these guys, and if we, you know, we give up the 5 yards, so be it. It's not an automatic first down.
Yeah.
So and Sharp also just went into, because a lot of people are using the argument of like a 5 yard penalty on 3rd and 15 shouldn't be an automatic penalty on first down, which is fair to say.
Yeah.
But
did Sharp do anything about pass interference?
Well,
a 15-yard instead of the college rules on that?
No, just specific to this rule, only 2 total defensive holding or illegal contact penalties gave a first down on 3rd and 15 or longer. So now, not to say that there's not plenty of 3rd and 10s that get turned into first downs because of what is a 5-yard holding penalty by the defender. But in terms of like a true Hail Mary type 3rd down, 3rd and 15, they're not getting automatic first downs, but 2 times out of 285 games last year.
I want to see the college rules for pass interference. 15 yards instead of a spot foul.
Why? I just think it's too unfair, too lopsided?
Too punitive, yeah. You know, you throw a ball up and it's a 44-yard penalty. No. Make it 15 yards. Give the defenders a chance to play.
But again, now that it's a 50-yard bomb, I'm not even going to let you complete it. I'll just tackle you before the ball gets here, and it's a 15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty to first down. Play on.
I wouldn't mind if the officials had options.
They don't ever get it right. They don't get pass interference right. Why should I be penalized 44 yards for some guy missing or some gal missing?
Chief just made a really good point, though. Like defenses, if you can recover, just blow the guy up before the ball gets there. That, now I can erase 50-yard plays.
It's 15 yards and a first down. Keep playing.
Wow. That would be quite a change.
You're taking away the explosive element. Broadus is not alone in this. A lot of people feel the way Broadus does.
I'm just telling you, I
just disagree.
I'm just telling you, though, that to me, I get more 44-yard penalties called against me because somebody on the back end misses the call. Like, it's not pass interference.
Well, that is a problem.
Yeah.
See, that's...
Replay on pass interference.
If you're going to keep screwing up pass interference, I can't make it a 44-yard penalty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think we're just going to start developing lazy corners.
Oh, there's some lazy corners in this league anyway.
There are some lazy corners in this league anyway.
Well, thank you, Brian, for those thoughts. That was a strong opinion to wrap up our first hour of 5 here in the G-Bag Nation. NFL news today is coming up next. Chief, where are you taking it?
Lots of quarterback stuff, plus another palatable deal that the Cowboys have...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.